Welcome back. Good morning, Texas.
Major accidents are reported in
both. No, we're not quite ready for Lindegar Electric Cooperative yet. You know what? It has been a whole week of Mondays this week, Jody. I don't understand. I don't understand what happened. Every time I turn around, something else is going sideways.
I don't know, but the calendar says it's Monday.
Well, does it really? It's Monday again?
Yeah, it is.
Good. I needed a reason, so we'll take that one. 46 after the hour of 8 o'clock, and joining us via the phone line this morning, Jake Decker, the author of One Kid at a Time. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I am excellent, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
We appreciate your time, my friend, and the book One Kid at a Time. And this book centers around adoption. And give us the nuts and bolts of this book I'm looking at here on my desk. Tell me what I'm going to read when I pick this book up.
Sure. Well, if you pick that book up, what you're going to read is a story of a guy and a family who thought they were going to adopt an infant and ended up adopting a really troubled 10-year-old boy out of foster care. And I'm going to say it has a happy ending, because what I discovered along that path was that adopting older foster children can be the absolute best decision. And so often, you know, we just think, well, if I'm going to adopt, I want an infant. But what I found is having an older kid worked out really well. I mean, I think most of the fear, you know, for me was if you adopt an infant, you're gonna raise them right and they're not gonna be screwed up. But the thing is, I think we're gonna mess up our own kids anyway. So, you know, I found having an older kid that had some problems, sure, it was hard, but it's been the most rewarding, heartful thing I've ever done in my life.
Now, we've heard a lot about, you know, we always hear about adoption, but folks who have not gone through an adoption process may not be realizing the hurdles that are out there and some of the decisions you have to make. Take us a little bit through maybe some tips, if you would, about adopting a child in America.
You know, it's really tough. I remember when I was in boot camp, I thought the military was hard, and it makes adopting look easy. Adoption in America, especially from the foster care system, is very difficult. And the reason is there's a lot of well-meaning people and social workers working in the system, but there are so many challenges and hoops to go through. I think it kind of comes down to this. Government doesn't make a very good parent. And trying to get a kid from the government that's being their parent to being your child, it is tough. You have to be persistent. You have to be patient. You have to put up with things that don't make sense, but I would encourage folks that are considering it not to give up.
Now, what made you write this book? I mean, this is a pretty personal issue we're dealing with, you know, adopting a child, especially a troubled child. What made you want to sit down and put this thing on paper?
Well, both my son and I wanted to help other kids. I mean, for example, right now in Texas, according to Adopt Kids USA, there's a lot of good data, you know, online. There's about 30,000 foster kids in Texas, and almost 11,000 of these children are waiting for adoptive families. So just in Texas alone, there's around 11,000. In the United States, maybe 100,000. So Texas has, you know, almost 10% of the kids in the United States that are legally free awaiting adoption. And so the reason I wrote it is I love my son, and I wish I'd got him sooner. And I think about all those other kids languishing in foster care, wishing they had a family, needing something different. And I think if there aren't stories like One Kid at a Time, folks aren't going to take the chance and aren't going to consider it.
Now, people that pick up this book are going to find out Danny, a 10-year-old, you talked about him being a troubled kid. Where did the mind change here from, you know, I want that infant? And I think we hear that a lot. We don't see a lot of kids in those middle ages get adopted. What changed your mind about going this route?
There were a couple things. I had a friend that I learned had been a foster kid that had a lot of trouble, and he turned out to just be a really fine guy. He worked at the refinery in his late 20s, and I thought, man, if I had a kid that turned out like my friend, that would be great. And I remembered myself, I wasn't the easiest kid, and I started realizing that maybe having a troubled kid wasn't the worst thing in the world. And here's what's happened with him. The worst times were right at the beginning. I mean, yeah, he came with a lot of troubles, but as he got love, as he felt connected, as he realized there was a parent willing to fight for him, he settled down, and he got better, and he improved. It is great. You know, I'd go to school, and they'd say, hey, your son's doing all these things. We got all these problems. And I'm like, well, that's really too bad. You know, I didn't cause it.
Yeah, the only person they can blame for my 10-year-old is me. So you know.
Exactly. Now that he's 14, I take it more personal if something happens. But early on, it really was pretty easy to say, "Yeah, we got a problem here. What can we do about it?"
What's been the biggest challenge so far? I mean, adopting a 10-year-old, especially one out of the foster care system, who had some, you know, who had a rough life starting out the first 10 years. What's been the biggest challenge for you?
For me, the biggest challenge was just becoming a parent, period. I wasn't a parent, and everybody warned me how tough it is, and all those parents out there listening know that, I mean, it changes your life. All of a sudden, you know, you're trying to work, pay your mortgage, do all these things, you got all these obligations and so forth. And so I think, you know, really the hardest thing was just being a parent, period. Now, specifically about a kid from foster care, the hardest thing initially was dealing with the state and putting up with all these things that would come up and interviews at odd times and just silly things seemingly silly to me, like you want to take him out hunting and you know he can't be out doing that. You want to take him across the state line? No, you can't do that. You want to take him out on a boat? Well, we don't know about that. And so, you know, as a parent, you can make those decisions yourself. Even things like, oh, those knives on your kitchen counter look too long. You better put those away. So some of those things were just kind of odd because you couldn't be a regular parent and make good decisions based on your child.
Meanwhile, I know there's got to be rewards here. I mean, I've got three kids of my own, and it seems like although we sometimes have to look for the rewards, they're there. Let's talk about that side of the coin.
Nothing I've done in my life, and I've been blessed to enjoy a lot of financial success and other things. Nothing I've done in my life has been more meaningful. Is it hard? Sure. But there's been nothing that's more meaningful. I mean, I felt like this is what I needed to do, and I knew it didn't make logical sense. But I don't regret a moment of it. Has it been hard? Sure. Have I set myself up for some sorrow and sadness at times? Absolutely. But I got this kid that, you know, loves to put his arm around me. He tells me, you know, that I'm the best dad in the world on his good days. And every times he says stuff I can't say on the radio. But, you know, I know that what I'm doing is a meaningful thing and that I've been a part of an opportunity to direct a life toward having a life. You know, he can live independently, grow up, live in the United States, raise his own family, start a business, work for someone, whatever it is. But he now has that freedom. And if he'd been left in foster care, the statistics are staggering of what the outcomes are for kids who age out. I mean, it's abysmal. The system is absolutely failing as measured by outcomes of what we want for kids that don't have parents. I mean, 70% of people in prison had significant time in foster care, and I go on with statistics. So, you know, so some of the many, many rewards besides how it feels is just knowing that, you know, my son now has a chance like most other kids to have his own life.
Now, I have the odd insider information here. I'm actually the brother of an adopted foster care child. My little sister is actually 11 now. And I've seen the holes in foster care. My folks adopted her just a couple of years ago, and there are a lot of holes out there in foster care. There are a lot of issues. What do American citizens need to be concerning themselves with, and how do we go about fixing this system?
You know, I think it's in some ways it's more complex than all these issues like, you know, national health care and all these other things that seem, you know, almost impossible to deal with. But here's the good news. The good news is, in the United States, we spend almost $25 billion with a B, dollars, on kids in foster care, and that's around 500,000 kids. It works out to roughly $50,000-$60,000 a year per kid. So I think the resources are already there. When you think about that, it's a lot of money. Problem is, we have a system that doesn't use the money very wisely, and I'm not blaming anyone. You know, sometimes things just evolve and don't work out well. So I think, you know, what I would want most people to take away from this is just realize the resources are there, but we've got to, as a society and a government, use these resources a lot more wisely. And I think that's going to be a long road, but the fact the resources are there, and most people agree that it's, you know, common sense to work with a kid when they're young and help them rather than have all these problems down the road, I think there's reason to have hope. But it's going to be a long, long journey.
We're just about out of time for this one this morning, Jake, but I want you to tell people about going about acquiring this book. Where can we pick up One Kid at a Time?
Sure. You know, I'd love for you to read my book, One Kid at a Time, and you can get it at most local bookstores. They can order it if they don't have it. certainly the national online places have it, places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, things like that. I always like encouraging shopping local if you can. And you're also welcome to go to my website, which is Jake Decker, J-A-K-E, D as in Delta, E-K-K-E-R.com. And there's links there. There's also a lot of great resources. If you're a foster parent thinking about it, adoption questions, I have about 50 links of different resources.
All right, Jake, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and your son. And thanks for the book, man. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to reading it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You do the same. Jake Decker joining us, One Kid at a Time, the name of Jake's book. You can go to Jake Decker, DeKKER.com, and find out more about that book. 5 from 9, we got to get one more break in here before we're out of time. Good morning, Texas. We're back after this.